When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Monday, June 7th, 2021. We're brought to you, as always, by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Call 317-849-2933. Make an appointment to see the best dentist in the world. Let's talk about sports. Hit subscribe, like, whatever you hit. Follow all of those things. Indiana basketball is going to Atlanta. So you're going to visit the Bahamas for a week in August. Here are three things you need to know about this trip. Number one, neither of the two games, the exhibition games, are going to be televised. I don't understand this. People would watch. A lot of people would watch. Why not put something on television that a lot of people would watch? I don't understand. We want to see Mike Woodson coach this Indiana team for the first time. They're going to play two games. It is not going to be televised. However, you can go see it, but you have to be a guest at Atlantis in order to buy tickets. You can't like fly to the Bahamas, live at some cut rate place, or do an Airbnb and show up and think you're going to see the ball games between Indiana and BC Mega of Serbia. It's not going to happen. You've got to be on the property as a guest of Atlantis in order to score tickets. A limited number are going to be available. And I told you the third thing, the opponent's going to be BC Mega. I don't know what that means. I don't know whether they're good. I don't know whether they're terrible. And it really doesn't matter, because here's the thing. What Indiana needs to do on this trip is not necessarily win. They just got to get together. They got to figure each other out, understand what it's like to play for Mike Woodson. Mike Woodson's got to understand what it's like to coach these guys. A lot of these guys are newcomers. You've got two incoming freshmen in Tamar Bates and Logan Duncombe. You've got incoming guys who transferred in, like Parker Stewart, but he's been on campus for a while. He just didn't play the previous year. You also have Xavier Johnson, who's transferred in from Pitt. You have Michael Durr, who's coming from a Florida school, but he spent like a week at Virginia Tech, then went back into the portal and came to Indiana. He's a big. He gives the Hoosiers some depth down low, and that's important. And you've also got Miller Kopp from Northwestern coming in. Sharpshooter wing, that's what we like. We like guys who can shoot. If you can't shoot, you can't play, right? Outgoing transfers, had a few of those too. You had Joey Bronk and Jerome Hunter, and you had Armon Franklin, and I get it. I get why Armon Franklin left. I get why anybody would leave. It's not for everybody playing at Indiana. And it is for, I mean, you don't know what you're doing. When you're a high school senior, you and your family have no idea what you're doing, and you wind up going to a place and you have regrets about going to the place, and so you put your name in the portal now that you can get immediate eligibility, and you scoot. I get it. It's a great rule for the kids, as long as it's not abused. Don't be an idiot. Don't be afraid of adversity that comes your way as a basketball-playing student-athlete. Don't rebuff from the adversity and go running somewhere else. Run to something. Don't run away from something. And I also understand why the coaches are really, really frustrated by this rule, because it used to be that you invested a couple of years in a student athlete, prospective student athlete. You build a relationship. The student athlete came to your school for 4 years, and you had an idea what your roster was going to look like year to year, and you could kind of manage the form of that roster, and now that's all out the window. And you can't manage anything because now the kids have leverage. Kids having leverage, that's not good for coaches, right? It's great for kids, not good for coaches. So you've got returning starters for Indiana, like Trace Jackson Davis and Race Thompson and Rob Finnessy. You've got returning lettermen like Jordan Geronimo and Anthony Leal and Christian Lander and Trey Galloway. All these different factions have got to find a way to play together and function as a unit. And if Mike Woodson can get that to happen, in part because of this trip to Atlantis, man, is that a win for Indiana and well worth the expense of flying down to Atlantis and playing a little bit of basketball, but bonding a lot. Because people will tell you, and I will tell you, as a veteran of the AAU deal with my son, that the best times were in the hotel. That's where the kids became teammates. That's where the kids became friends. And then going and playing basketball, that was fun too. But what they did that was most important was hang out together and watch Sister Act or, you know, some Tom Cruise movie on TNT over and over and over again, because that's what TNT does, right? You know, watching The Firm. Is The Firm on again? Let's watch The Firm. I like the part where he's hanging from the ceiling and then he drops on Wilford Brimley's head. That happens on these trips, and it's fun. All right, let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts, you know what? Colts fans, a few of them are wigging out a little bit about the Tennessee Titans and their trade for Julio Jones. I'm not wigging out. We talked about it this morning. This is not a reason to wig out if you're a Colts fan. Because look, what the Titans already had, they had Derrick Henry, the most prolific running back in the NFL the last 2 years, both in terms of the number of carries and the number of yards. All right? Averaged 340 carries the last 2 years. Led the NFL in rushing both of those last 2 years. Then you add A.J. Brown to that. A.J. Brown caught passes, over 1,000 yards worth of passes the last 2 years. Is Julio Jones going to come in and have that number move forward in the aggregate? Or is he just a guy who's going to come in and take some of the yards from Derrick Henry and some of the yards from A.J. Brown? I think that that's more likely if he winds up being healthy. If he's healthy, and that's a big if. He only played 9 games last year. He missed 7, and they weren't 7 in a row. It was the same hamstring injury. He could not get healthy. He's 32. Those types of things tend not to heal real well. So you've got a guy who's damaged goods at the age of 32, a second rounder and a fourth rounder going in the opposite direction. So it's possible that Atlanta picked up 2 starters for the cost of a guy with a contract that they didn't want to maintain on the books, right? A guy whose best days are in his rearview mirror. That kind of thing doesn't worry me as an Indianapolis Colts fan. I think the Colts are going to be fine, but whether they're able to contend for a championship is due entirely to this: the quality of the roster, the number of great players they've got on the roster. If you don't have Hall of Famers on the roster, you are going to have a tough time competing at a championship level. Look at the Colts teams in the 2000s, right? You had guys like Peyton Manning, automatic first ballot Hall of Famer. Edgerrin James, Hall of Famer. Marvin Harrison, Hall of Famer. Reggie Wayne, going to be a Hall of Famer. Dwight Freeney, Hall of Famer. Robert Mathis, going to be a Hall of Famer. You had Hall of Famers on that roster. The current Colts roster, what guys do you look at and you say, Hall of Famer, Quentin Nelson? That's a pretty good bet. But did you know that since the draft era began, like in the merger era in 1970, you've had one guard win a championship who had a Hall of Fame career, and that was Russ Grimm for the Washington football team, now football team. At any rate, winning with a Hall of Fame guard is not a lock. You've also got Darius Leonard. Could he be a Hall of Famer? Yes, he could be. DeForest Buckner? I don't know. Is he a Hall of Fame defensive tackle? Jonathan Taylor is a running back. You have no idea what kind of career he's going to put up. He and Joseph Addai. Joseph Addai, not a Hall of Famer. Joseph Addai probably had a better rookie season than Jonathan Taylor did. I'm not saying Jonathan Taylor is not going to be a Hall of Famer. T.Y. Hilton is not a Hall of Famer. He did lead the league in receiving yards one year. Other than that, there's really no evidence of elite status as a wide receiver. The guy who's got to step up and be a Hall of Famer, that's Carson Wentz. If Carson Wentz plays like a Hall of Famer the next 5 years, the Colts have a chance to win one, maybe two championships. If he does not play like a Hall of Famer in any of them, they have no chance to win even one championship. None. Zip. Zilch. That's how important the quarterback position is. Could Kwity Paye wind up being another Dwight Freeney? He could be. We don't know. We're going to have to see him play. How about Hurricane Dio? I don't know. Julian Blackman's going to have to step up. He was terrific as a rookie. He's going to have to move a level up and create turnovers because somebody's got to do it. Right? You got to get turnovers if you're going to be a competitive team in the NFL. That is the biggest point of differentiation between a champion and a non-champion, and that's that turnover advantage. So there you go. Bad news out of Purdue. A little bit earlier today, we found out that Mason Gillis was arrested early Sunday, just after midnight. He was arrested. He was processed into the Tippecanoe County Jail at about 3 in the morning. DUIs. No crime is glorious, but this is the dumbest of all crimes because it's so easily avoided. You have too many drinks, Uber, bing. How much could it cost from one part of campus at Purdue to another? $7? What are you doing? It is nowhere near the risk. Don't let your friends do it. Don't you do it. Be smart. The smart thing would be to, if you're going to drink, drink in moderation. Right? If Gillis is 21, he just turned 21. Drink in moderation, take an Uber, be a smart person, let's go. Right? Don't be an idiot. It's just that man, I'm telling you, that is the secret to life. Don't be an idiot. Don't be the idiot. When my nephews went to college, all I told them, I didn't feel like I needed to tell my son. He'd never been the idiot. I've never known him to be the idiot. My nephews, I didn't know them well enough to know whether they were going to be an idiot or not. I said, look, when you go to college, all you've got to do is not be the idiot. Just like when you and some friends see a bear over in the woods. See, if a bear comes charging out of those woods, you know, which would be odd because there aren't bears around here. But if one did, and there are 10 people back here, I don't have to be the fastest. I don't have to be the smartest. I just can't be the slowest, and I can't be the dumbest. So don't be the idiot. Don't be that shiny idiot. And you got a chance to have a hell of a good time over your 4, 5, or 6 years in college. It's that easy. Mason Gillis, wise up. Don't be a chump. Let's go. That DUIs just drive me crazy because they are so utterly unnecessary and stupid. All right. Tomorrow morning, Breakfast with Kent. Cannot wait to talk to you then. So we've covered IU, we covered the Colts and Julio Jones. Don't worry about that trade. It isn't going to be the difference between the Colts winning the AFC South and the Titans winning the AFC South. It's just not going to be. It could be a big deal, but in the aggregate, are the Titans going to gain more yards because of Julio Jones' presence, or is it just going to be yards dispersed a little bit differently? That's the question. Talk about that more tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early, right here on Facebook at about 8 o'clock, straight up at 8 o'clock, and everywhere you consume this immediately thereafter. Cannot wait to talk to you then. Have a great day. Enjoy this crazy-ass weather, would you?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.